Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 13, 2018 meeting.
I think we had some very small typos, so if you want to revise, if you so choose to approve them.
I will do that. Make a motion to approve the minutes as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 13, 2018 meeting as revised. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2018-13, Anchors Run Insight Development Company, LLC.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have a preamble to the motion here. I've given the subdivision application a lot of consideration. There are a lot of people here during the hearing who had concerns about it. Neighbors with concern have been dealing with existing drainage and wastewater issues for a long time. They are reasonably concerned about how this project will impact these existing problems. I've listened to everyone's comment during the hearing. I've considered all the information in the record. Several things are apparent to me. First, the subdivision complies with the requirements of our subdivision code. I'm also satisfied that this project will actually improve the water and drainage problems in this area. A lot of these current problems occur because of the topography and soils on this property. Right now, there's nothing on this property to treat and direct the flow of water. It pretty much flows on the nearby parcels and has been a problem for years. With the development on this property, a comprehensive stormwater management system will be designed with the oversight and approval of Sussex Conservation District. This engineered system will collect the water on the site and send it to an appropriate discharge spot. This will improve the drainage problems that have plagued this area for years, and it will benefit the neighborhood. During the hearing, it was also shown that the subdivision to the north has an existing on-site wastewater system that is in bad shape. We saw from the aerial photos the patchwork of disposal areas that have been used to keep the system running. Those wastewater disposal areas have also contributed to the overall drainage problem in the area. As part of this project, there will be a sewer pipeline provided to the adjacent development connecting to the county sewer. This will eliminate the failing system in its patchwork disposal areas. This is an improvement for the residents of that subdivision and the environment. I have some concerns about the roundabouts. For good or bad, DLDOT controls the use and design of these roads and intersections. In that case, we're looking at the installation of the roundabouts and the entrances to the developments. I was worried that this would require acquisition of property owned by other people to construct the roundabouts, but the northern will be within the current right-of-way or on the property of this development. The southern one at Stokely Road will require part of another property to construct, but there was testimony in the record that this land will be purchased by the developer to accommodate the roundabout. But again, as for the specific designs of these roundabouts, or any design for that matter, DLDOT will have the final say. There are also public concerns about the woods located on the property. The applicant has designed the project to protect a lot of the existing woods to hold them to all that promise. I'm going to require them to show that area as being undisturbed on the final site plan, and I'm going to require that the development's recorded restrictions provide that woods are not touched. So after giving all this consideration, I am prepared to make a motion in favor. Okay, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I move that we grant preliminary approval for the subdivision 2018-13 for Anchors Run Insight Development Company, LLC, based upon the record made during a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision within the glad I didn't say something else. Within the AR1 subdivision, the applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet.
Glad you didn't say what you were thinking.
That was funny. The proposed subdivision will have 265 lots on approximately 132.71 acres. This results in a density that is within the permitted density of the AR1 zone. Three, the proposed AR1 cluster subdivision is consistent with the nearby uses in the area, which includes several residential developments. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of the section 99-9C of the code. Five, the project will be served by central sewer and water. Six, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Plan and as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Seven, there are no state or federal wetlands located on the site. And eight, there will be active recreational amenities within the project, including a clubhouse and pool. Nine, this subdivision represents a design that is superior to a standard 3/4 acre lot subdivision in many ways. Approximately 65 acres or 40% of the site will be open space. Included in this area is a large forested area in the southeast corner of the site that will be preserved. The project is also designed with a 40-foot buffer around the perimeter adjacent to other properties. This buffer will consist of the required 20-foot forested buffer and an additional 20-foot landscape buffer. The cluster design takes into account a stormwater management design that will help reduce the drainage and runoff issues that have been a challenge in the site this area for years. The cluster design with smaller lot sizes will also be connected to a central sewer. This design allows the connection of an adjacent on-site central sewer system to connect to the county system, which will further improve the groundwater and stormwater issues that have existed there for years. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 265 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. As stated by the applicant, this system shall be designed to improve the overall stormwater drainage conditions in the area and significantly reduce the existing runoff to this parcel onto adjacent divisions or subdivisions. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, the forested buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. As stated by the applicant, there shall be an additional landscape buffer of 20 feet on the interior of the forested buffer. This additional landscape buffer shall not be required along the boundary with Beaver Dam Road, and the final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all these areas. E, as stated by the applicant, the large forested area in the southeast corner of the site shall be preserved. This preservation requirement shall clearly be noted on the final site plan. And the recorded restrictive covenants for this community shall also require that this area shall remain forested in perpetuity. F, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. And G, the subdivision shall be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. H, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. I, no lot shall contain any wetlands on the final site plan, and the restrictive covenant shall contain a required wetlands notice. J, the development shall be served by its own on-site active amenities such as a pool and clubhouse. As stated by the applicant, the clubhouse shall be at least 3,500 square feet, and the pool shall be at least 1,500 square feet. K, the developer shall complete all amenities prior to the issuance of the 100th residential building permit. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. And M, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of the internal streets of the development. N, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other materials shall only be made from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. through Monday through Friday. Construction activities on the site shall occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Is everybody okay with that? There should not be any construction activities on Sundays. O, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions shall be submitted to the planning Office of Planning and Zoning. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-13 Anchors Run Insight Development Company LLC with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is ordinance number 18-11, permitted densities. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a continuation from a hearing that we had a couple of weeks ago. Is there any further discussion? And anyone has I know County Council had their hearing. They've held their record open. There's a lot to consider. So
they held their record open. It's not part of your record, so you can't really
right.
consider it for 30 days.
So right.
That happened on Tuesday. They had their hearing on Tuesday.
Right. I might understand probably there might be some changes or some different.
You can recommend changes.
I mean, coming from them. I don't.
Well, you only have the ability to consider what was introduced or make recommendations for changes. There won't be anything from them coming back to you unless they decide to, you know, redo the whole process for some reason.
Okay.
So, I mean, right now, you're acting on that ordinance that was introduced and we had the hearings on.
Okay.
I mean, as it stands, you know, as it stands right now, I just don't agree with the whole reduction of density in the first place. I think it creates sprawl, and you know, I think fundamentally, I have a hard time with it.
Well, I've got to say, I'm for things that will help make the water cleaner and create more open space, but I don't think that this is not necessarily, I've said at the hearing that I'd like to see what the outcomes are we really want and not just say, and so find the road to get there rather than this is the road we're going to take and we think it's going to give us the outcome we want. So I also think they're also they also need to look at this in conjunction with, say, the cluster development ordinance, because that was one of the things that's come up that needs to be worked out to be able to try to make this better.
I agree, and I think we also need to consider the farmers and the impact that it's going to have on them.
Right, right. With that, I'd actually, if you guys agree, I would like to defer till the next time just to be able to.
I second that.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance number 18-11, permitted densities. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley.
So this is one, it was a one-lot subdivision.
Yeah.
And you'll recall that during either, and I don't remember if it was during the hearing or during the discussion when we referred back to it, but there was a conversation that to build a house on this lot, which is part of a 57-acre property, they may not actually need the subdivision. So I think it was the commission's thought at that time to defer, see if they would come in, maybe withdraw the subdivision and apply just with a building permit. So
I've talked to the granddaughter whose house it would be, and for a number of reasons, they would like the subdivision to continue and go forward and see for your consideration for the creation of the new lot.
So that brings up then the issue that was kind of in the background, depending on how they were going to proceed, which was that road and who owns it and who maintains it and everything else. So if you all are inclined to move forward, I would say defer again, and I can just look at how that road is owned. You know, it may be that nobody owns it, but at least we'll know, you know.
We're okay on time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good on time. So
that sounds reasonable, right? Yeah. You know, because I don't think anyone has a motion prepared anyway at this point. We're kind of waiting for more
information.
We're
kind of waiting to hear.
I think we have it now, so we can.
I'll make a motion to defer.
Second.
been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2141, Miller's Tree and Outdoor Services.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2141 for Miller's Tree and Outdoor Services for a tree cutting business based on the record and made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the property is on 0.81 acre parcel located on Whitesville Road. It is primarily surrounded by wooded and agricultural areas. Two, the applicant has stated that his business is mostly conducted off-site. This is primarily just a central location for keeping the applicant's equipment. Three, the applicant is relocating an existing tree service to this property. This property is conveniently located to serve the needs and customers of both Maryland and Delaware. Four, there will be no retail sales from this property and the use is limited in nature. With the conditions and limitations placed upon it, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Five, there was a testimony in support of the application from the property owner adjacent to the site. Six, the use in agricultural type use, and it is consistent with the underlying AR1 zoning of the property. Seven, the business provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents, farmers, and businesses. This intended use is also of public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents, farmers, and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a tree cutting business. No other business shall be conducted from this site and no vehicles associated with any other business shall be parked on this site. B, no retail sales shall be conducted from this site. C, no chipping, mulching, shredding, or grinding of any materials included, including the dyeing or mulching of similar materials shall occur on the site. D, as stated by the applicant, no sign shall be permitted. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 6 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday, no hours on Sunday. F, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. H, any stormwater management facility shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex Conservation District. The final site plan shall include the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location any required storm management areas. I, there shall not be any dumping on the site, and a single dumpster permitted on the site shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. J, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas where cut timber may be stored, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. K, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. L, all equipment and vehicle maintenance and repair shall occur indoors. M, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2141, Miller's Tree and Outdoor Services, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2142, RH Orr LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2148, RH Orr LLC, for multifamily dwellings in a GR residential district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks the approval of 135 townhouses on 47.7177 acres for a gross density of approximately 2.83 units per acre. This is less than the permitted density of four units per acre in the GR district. Two, this GR property is in an area where other residential development has occurred, including the large Forest Landing MRRPC development and other single family and multifamily developments. This project is consistent with those nearby uses. Three, the site is in an environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the project will have 36.08 acres of open space, including preservation of approximately 20 acres of existing trees. The design also provides protection to the Hall Family Cemetery on the site. Six, the project was favorably supported by the residents and HOA of the adjacent Forest Landing development. Seven, although this is conditional use, the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code have also been favorably addressed by the applicant. Eight, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residents shall be 133. The two units located closest to Central Avenue will be eliminated to reduce the impact of this development upon properties across Central Avenue and to create a greater separation of the development from Central Avenue right-of-way. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with DLDOT requirements. C, the project shall have an active and passive amenities, including a swimming pool and pool house. All amenities shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 75th residential building permit in the project. D, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades required to serve the project. The connection to the existing county sewer along the northern boundary of this site shall be made by directional drilling under the wetlands. No open trenching or disturbance of the wetlands shall occur as part of the sewer connection. E, the project shall be served by central water to provide drinking water and fire protection. F, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. G, as proffered by the applicant, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of the streets and all roadways. H, the applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including any buffer areas. The landscape plan shall clearly designate all existing forested areas that will be preserved. I, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a landscape buffer of at least 50 feet along the northeastern common boundary with Forest Landing. There shall be a 20-foot landscape buffer along the eastern common boundary with Forest Landing. The developer shall also use every effort to keep existing vegetation or install landscaping along the entire Central Avenue frontage of the property to screen the development from the roadway and properties across from it. These buffer areas shall be shown within the landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan. J, construction and site work on the property, including delivery of materials to and from the property, shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. K, street naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. L, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of the roads, any buffers and landscaping, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common elements. M, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. N, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. O, the developer and then the HOA or condo association shall protect and preserve the Hall Cemetery on the property, installing a perimeter fence around the cemetery made of wrought iron or anodized aluminum. Parking shall be provided for visitors to the cemetery. Access to the cemetery shall be shown on the final site plan. P, the applicant shall coordinate with Indian River School District to establish a school bus stop area, which shall be shown on the final site plan if required by the district. Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my very long motion.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just point out the conditional use reference number is 2142. I think it was accidentally mentioned as 2148.
Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2142 RH or LLC with the conditions and stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Carried. The motion carries 4-1. Next item is conditional use number 2144 William Caldwell.
So about that just a little bit?
We can.
Yes.
So I've got concerns. I mean, I certainly have a heart for an entrepreneur and a small business guy and all that kind of stuff. But I also feel a burden to the neighbors. And this business happens to be directly across the street and adjacent to other folks that have homes. And, you know, I just have a problem with, at a minimum, piling wood up in that area for months and months and actually even years. And I don't know how we would ever police it. I think it would put a lot of burden on Janelle to try to keep track of it if we even made a stipulation that said, you know, he can only pile it up for 30 days. I think Janelle has plenty to do to try to keep track of that. So I don't know if there's a way to work around it, but I just wanted y'all's thoughts on that before, and then I'll probably defer till next time. Does anybody have any opinion on that?
Well, certainly we've done in the past. We've said that, you know, people have to screen their dumpsters and keep their trash and area cleared up. You could just make that a stipulation that he just can't store the wood there anymore. He did say that he kept that some of the wood he used for his own purposes. So I don't know how you would.
Right.
Somebody who's wiser. how would you make that stipulation that they could keep firewood? Okay.
One thought.
Absence of a wiser.
I don't know that I'm any wiser. I've just been around a little bit longer, and I can tell you that what happens with these, where we try to place, specific conditions and so on, is that the burden just seems to fall to the neighbors to be the policemen, because we don't have a squad that goes out. You know, Janelle doesn't have time to do it, and we don't have people who can go out and be proactive. You know, certainly we do enforcement, but it's mostly complaint driven, which kind of forces the neighbors to have to be the complainers and the enforcers. So I'm a little troubled by these situations where we are confronted with an issue that we know is going to be a burden for someone, and we do what on the surface looks like it'll take care of the problem, but the reality is that, you know, falls on someone else. I don't know. It's a difficult situation. I would appreciate a deferral.
I also have concerns about the noise. Yeah. That one, there's just no reason. Stop. No reason for a fire siren to be going off. Ever.
It was in the record about a fire siren and lights going at nighttime. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a little strange.
Well, there was that.
I mean, I wish there's a way that we could help everybody, stay in business and be in business. But I do think about the guy across the street that says he also has a business, but he parks all of his trucks at another location. And you know, I feel like we need to respect him too. So I guess we can think about it a little bit more. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second that motion.
The moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2144, William Caldwell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker.
Anybody have any thoughts on that?
I didn't have a problem with it.
I didn't either. Okay, I'm going to move for deferral.
All right, then I will second that.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
That's another one of those commercial ones, right? I mean, so I think that there was a lot of effort that was put into creating these commercial zones, these new commercial zones, and I do think that we need to think it through carefully before we just want to make a habit of usurping or overriding, trying to work within those constraints. Does anybody else have an opinion on that? I mean, they were created for a reason. I don't know, I think we need to be careful we need to try to work within them, don't we?
Well, I mean, that was one of the reasons why that new commercial zoning, all those categories were created, to try to, you know, create smaller, more specified zoning districts.
Yes.
And also, you know, like, we're on 2,142 for conditional uses. That's how many conditional uses, and all those have their own conditions and everything else. We're trying to get away from so many conditional uses and get people more into these zoning categories, so it would be easier for the property owners or the businesses or whatever to operate with all the constraints of a conditional use, and it would be easier for the county to administer its zoning code. So that was kind of the reason, one of the reasons that was done. You know, so
we were trying to give some predictability,
right.
A little bit better predictability without boxing in the applicant to something that is as restrictive as the conditional use. I think what we're finding out is that it's difficult to do, and I think we knew that, and I think our new classifications are going to help, but we're all getting used to that.
Yeah, right.
They're all very specific.
We're all getting used to that. They're more specific, substantially more specific than used to be. So I agree with you, Mr. Hopkins, that we need to go carefully. And if that by saying that you mean you need a little more time, then yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we've done. So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way that we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, during the proceedings, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. submitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.